This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We'll get to the Lester Holt news later in the show. Definitely a good run for Lester Holt, stepping away from NBC News. And I'm available. Dave Harrigan, I am available. I'm busy afternoons with golf during the summer and, you know, Quinton duties. So I'm going to need a lot of days off.
Sure.
And I have no experience on a teleprompter. And I want to do it with you. And I really want to do it as a radio show. Are they still interested?
I think they would be. I mean, the landscape of media is changing, yeah. Chad.
She's changing, right? Yes. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susan K. Jones with the news. We are here until 3. And I'm on the Twitter machine. So is Dave at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. The brain wizards say, I'm not sure you need to tweet out everything on the show. I still believe in it. So we put a tweet out every day. Well, almost every day. And I open this opening segment, Dave. Is surgical ever an option? That is my question regarding Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and our massively bloated government bureaucracy. I agree. You're right, Donald. You're right, Elon. But are we ever allowed to just look at one agency and say, you know what? These guys, pretty good. These guys, terrible. Get rid of them. Unnecessary. It is always, we're done with all of USA, gone. And now this weekend, as you know by now, first of all, do most federal employees, Dave Harrigan, are they checking their work email Saturday afternoon? What's your guess?
I think they are. I think they know that every hour on the hour they do need to check or else they could get canned.
Apparently they know that now. Now, for a lot of people, you know what they think of the weekend as? A little freedom from work. That's fine. Unfortunately, you're stuck with me, so no. But Elon puts out the tweet and basically says, you got a couple days. Tell me 5 things you've done at work. By the way, if you don't respond by midnight Eastern time tonight, you're gone. You're gone. So are we now rewarding? And by the way, the bullet points. You like your bullet points, don't you, Dave?
Oh, who doesn't love a good bullet point list? Boom, 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 boom. There you go, Elon.
Yeah. Why are they bullet points?
Well, That's a great question. I'm going to have to do some investigation on that.
Do check some out the
encyclopedia.
Yeah. Go look that up, because I think of them as bullet points. I'm more of a bullet point person than a crafted story with multiple paragraphs. That's why I'm not a teleprompter guy, you know? So I guess we're going to reward people who... Now, we're going to get... In fact, I want to get to it right now. With your text. Wrong answers only. Give me a bullet point or two what you did at work last week. And by the way, I don't want one correct answer. Don't want a single correct answer at 651-461-9226. Wrong answers only. What did you do at work? Dave, I rebuilt the Eiffel Tower.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it had come. Had it come down, or you just made a new one?
New one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I copied it. And you know what I did? I combined it with the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Ooh.
So mine is leaning a little bit.
I like that. That's very
good. Leaning Eiffel Tower. That's what I did.
Yeah, the French will be very happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Macron at the White House. I don't know if it means anything, but Donald didn't greet him at the front door. Where's Donald with this? Because by now you probably know a number of agencies from FBI, DNI, Defense Sec, the Department of Defense, State, Energy, Health and Human Services, and Homeland Security told their employees, don't respond in some way. Do not respond. Do Elon and Don talk to each other just a little bit? Shouldn't there have been some coordination with this, Dave, that if all the federal employees were going to get a little bit of information, Carter suggests he's right, they've been changed to wizard points, you know, because they used to be the Washington Bullet. They're not the Washington Wizard.
Good. That's excellent. Very good.
Very funny. Very funny. It would seem like if you're going to tell every federal employee you got 48 hours to offer up 5 bullet points what you did, and we have no idea if they're accurate or not, do we? I mean, do you think Elon's got a system set up where he's going to make sure if Dave Harrigan says he solved the Middle East crisis over the weekend, does Elon know if Dave's capable of doing that, if that's within his job?
I have a feeling there might arouse some skepticism if that's what I did say, but if it were perhaps a smaller accomplishment, no, he's got no clue. I guess he's then up to him or his Doge compadres to just decide if that's worthwhile enough to keep paying somebody's check.
Yeah, what if you had last week off?
Good question.
What if you were Susie and made up sick days?
Yeah, that's possible. It's very possible.
Right?
I'm sure a lot of people had it off traveling. I'm frankly a bit perplexed by, you know, they tell people to do this over the weekend. Well, if you're off hours, you're off hours. That means you have to do it today. So now Doge is requiring people to not really work on a work day.
Yeah. Fair. Although if you're that skilled, Dave, apparently you can just crank out those 5 bullet points very quickly.
And does responding to this email count as a bullet point?
I think that's fair. It does. But that was no, because they're saying what you did last week.
Oh, that's a good point. All right,
right?
Never mind.
That is today. But where's Donald? You know, I know Donald and Macron are together, so I'm assuming we'll get multiple Donald and Macron press action. As of, I don't know, about 15 minutes ago when I looked at the Twitter or the Google, I don't think Donald had responded. I know they can't go over everything, but what does Donald think if numerous departments are basically giving the middle finger to Elon Musk? Isn't that correct?
Certainly seems like it.
Don't follow what the prime minister has to say. We'll review and let you know if you should. Is Donald going to take his side here, or is he going to try to provide a little nuance? What's your sense?
Well, Don has always been a king of nuance, Chad. You know that.
I mean, I said that intentionally just to see what you would say. But, I mean, normally he's one side or the other, but is he really going to just throw all the heads of all these bodies that he has now appointed these people to? Is he going to throw them under the bus and say Elon is right, or is he going to say, Elon, take a deep breath?
This might be one he leaves up to the old young press secretary, Ms. Leavitt. Oh, it's been a quiet weekend from Don, I've noticed. Haven't had a lot of those.
No. Well, he was at CPAC, so there was some craziness at CPAC. I think it was a lot of just playing the hits, including, you know, a lot of third-term stuff. Why can't any of this be surgical, though? That's my point. I agree. And other administrations have tried. And Donald is, in fact, he's listening. He's starting to meet with the media with Macron right now. Thank you, Donald. I appreciate that you got the show in one ear. But can't we find the people in some of these departments who are excellent at what they do and rid the ones who are unnecessary, duplicate, and incompetent? Just seems like that's possible. Maybe it takes a little bit longer, but it still gets to the end goal with more precision, which is what we want. You want to react in any way you can. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. You want to react accurately. You want to act precisely. And if you also want to say wrong answers only, what did you get done at work yesterday or last week? That works also. Reach out. We're the home of the Twins, WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very, very familiar with the song, but very uncertain what the bumper music theme might be today.
Well, in a way, it's related, I guess, to our first topic. It certainly is.
Oh.
Elon Musk, a tweet or an X post X that was directed towards him from our junior senator, Tina Smith.
Yes.
Use that word.
Can we say that word on air?
That naughty, naughty word against him twice. So in honor of that tweet, we have music from famous Rick, Rickies, Richies, and Richards.
Is this the new free Tina because she's not running for office? I mean,
she's in her give no F's era.
Yeah. Is this going to happen? I also think it's going to be rather amusing that individuals, and not all, but we're going to see plenty of, Dave, plenty of individuals who loathe Donald and like Tina are going to like that she used the D word.
Mm-hmm.
But if Donald did that, what's happened to decent discourse in our country?
It's disgusting.
Fairly predictable, right?
No, beneath the office. Terrible if Donald were to do it. But yes. Thank you, Tina, for sticking up to him.
Among the excellent number of texts coming in on what you did last week at work, wrong answers only, landed a plane upside down. Too soon, question mark? No, everybody lived. So I think that's a very funny and excellent text, don't you?
That works for me.
Yeah. Does Elon actually have the power to fire government employees? Well, remember in the paperwork and this debate that briefly ensued, he's not technically in charge of Doge. So if Donald signs off, yes, but I'm confused where Donald stands on the issue. Got the dog poop picked up in the yard. That's not a good job, right?
Pays well.
Oh, yeah. Pays a lot. We had a texter about a week or two ago who was wondering if we could have Belinda on again. It's been a long time since we had Belinda.
It's been a little while, and I mean, she's the queen of leaving the dog poop in the yard. So if you've got if you've got the Jensen house, you know, that probably would pay pretty well.
Yeah, I would think so.
Do you pay by the pickup?
Yeah, what is the standard operating procedure? Poop picker uppers. Please text 651-461-9226. What do you do? I think it's got to be the total, right? By poundage?
You count? Do you weigh it? That's how you do it?
I think you do, right?
I don't think so. No, because if you've got a big dog leaving big waste and there's only, 10 pickups versus a little dog and little
dog
waste.
Dog profiling.
Well, I'm just saying, if you little dog, little waste, and you got 80 pickups, it's going to weigh about the same, but that's a lot more work.
No, if you have the Chihuahua and I have the German Shepherd, I think I should be charged more.
Well, are you saying total weight by the end of it?
Yes, total poop poundage. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think that's right because your German Shepherd is going to have, I'm going to have to bend over and pick up 10 to equal the same 50 pickups from the Chihuahua. I'm doing more work for the Chihuahua, but I think it's number of pickups.
Fair. And it's all right because you're also factoring in yard size.
Yes.
The backyard the two of us have compared to Belinda, not close.
Not even close. Postage stamp compared to her.
It's a lot like Troon in Scotland. Yes, it is. More of what you did last week, your wizard points, as we're now calling them. Fought explosive diarrhea for nearly 4 hours during a work meeting. Never trust a questionable-looking gas station chili dog. That's another separate category. Best gas station food. Loaded up on ketamine and threw a couple Nazi salutes. Well, we did have Steve Bannon not even hiding the Nazi salute on Friday.
Yeah.
I started chiseling Donald Trump's face on Mount Rushmore. There you go. Donald would love that. We'll have a bill passed on that, don't you think, before the year is done?
Oh, man. Yeah, we might.
My husband and I went to Lake Havasu City tore down London Bridge and built it back up block by block.
Oh, my. Wow.
That's impressive. Very, very good. Excellent text from Frequent Texter. Does Donald have to provide bullet points also? I think so. I think so.
He's an employee of the government, absolutely, or else it's considered a resignation.
Yes. 651-461-9226. Last week at work, I listened to WCC all day and observed that the clock on the wall was working correctly. Excellent. A number of Biden cheap shots. Okay, we got another one of those crazy handshakes going on with Macron and Trump. They're laughing it up. They're yucking it up.
I know, and Macron puts his hand on Donald's leg. I saw that.
Yes. A number of Biden cheap shots. By the way, if you think this show was a big supporter of Joe Biden, wasn't calling him out years ago, you're not paying attention. Let's see. Feel free to make fun of this. However, someone who's worked for several years on genetic disorders with years of schooling experience, this person, I'm going to lose my staff over this Doge stunt. No, we have been very serious at times on this. And I said at the start in the tweet, why can't we be surgical? We should have the ability to be surgical, as opposed to just scattershot and rampant, when it matters to taper down the size of our government. But not just everybody has to go. For me, when last week the news came out that Rare Disease Day has been canceled, and the profile which that receives as the father of someone who has a disease that about 700 people on the planet has, that ticks me off to no end. And so for more people to lose their job just because Elon is firing a cannon as opposed to showing a little discipline is, it's embarrassing. More text. Last week, I sewed a 51st star on a 40,000 flags. I pick up poop every weekday, noon to three. Excellent. I appreciate that. Liberated Tina Smith. Look out. I created nuclear fusion in my garage. I think Musk will
picture space.
Things, no problem. Believe that. Musk knows what he's doing, and it is surgical. Almost all of these folks can come up with five things they did at work. What point does that prove? And how do you know if they're telling the truth? Having folks just offer up wizard points about what they did without any knowledge about the industry they're within, how atypical that week might be, what was unique about that week, is not surgical. Just isn't. Trump is responding a little bit to this, but because we're on the air, I can't quite get all of it. But we'll get to it soon, of how the president responded to this split, where members of top agencies from the FBI to the Defense Department, from DNI, are saying to Elon Musk, no, our folks are not responding yet. And Elon is saying, if you don't respond by midnight Eastern time tonight, you're done. What did the president have to say? We'll keep you up to date on that. Speaking of the president, Ukraine. He's meeting with the French president right now. Where are we headed with Ukraine? What also happened with the Joint Chiefs out? Our military expert, who is tremendous and has been for multiple decades with us, Colonel David Hunt, is next. We are incredibly lucky to have Colonel David Hunt on this show with some regularity. Served our country remarkably well, heroically, for close to 30 years. Still extraordinarily plugged in with the military and a great guest for us. As I say all the time, he is willing to praise. He's willing to criticize. Politics, your party does not matter. He'll give his opinions with facts backing them up. He'll break stories with us. It's always great to have Colonel Hunt on the show. The Colonel, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Colonel, I listen to the President, the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, and not one of them is willing to say this, Colonel. Not one is willing to say that Russia invaded Ukraine. Not one is willing to say Russia started this conflict, which began 3 years ago today. As a man who served this country incredibly well, what is your reaction when you hear that?
I'm very disappointed. Can you hear me okay from this?
Yes. Yep. We got you fine, okay. Colonel.
Thanks. We have to remember that this all starts after the Winter Olympics in 2012 or 13. Russia invades Crimea, then invades Ukraine in 2014. So the Ukrainians have been fighting since 2014. I know we all think about the last 3 years because of the massive size of the attack by the Russians. But there is no possibility, no rational human being can discuss Ukraine without saying Russia started this. Russia invaded them. Russia's lost almost 900,000 soldiers. I the only thing I can think of is because President Trump has always been pissed off at Zelensky and Ukraine for, got impeached because of him. And now he's trying to end the war and want to blame you. How do you blame Ukraine for anything except defending themselves is beyond me. It's ridiculous. And everyone you mentioned, job is at stake if they disagree with the president. So
yes, exactly.
What you get is people, there's some of the people you mentioned, two of them served in the military during this last war.
Yeah, right.
And can't run special forces. They both have combat infantry badges. They both served extremely well and can parrot back what you just said. It's absolutely ridiculous, inane babbling to suggest anything except Ukraine back in 2012-2013 started this. So it's disappointing at best.
Where do you think we're potentially heading with this minerals deal? You know, this has been on the discussion point for the president when he was running. He didn't cite minerals as much, just some sort of financial compensation back to the United States. The reporting is that we want up to $500 billion over a period of time back in minerals from Ukraine for our support, for the money, which was okayed by the previous administration and by Congress, combination, and that Zelensky is saying this is utterly ridiculous, but there's going to be some deal on minerals. To what level, I don't know. What, as someone who not only was a part of history but studied history, what is your read on that deal if we head that way?
By the way, it's rare earth minerals. It's outrageous. Yep. I mean, we are the most important, the biggest country in the world. I mean, we are the world leaders. And you can't go around saying, look, if I'm going to help you, you're going to give me a 5-to-1 ratio on feedback, money back. I know everyone wants to defend this as the art of the deal. It's embarrassing. I mean, it's absolutely embarrassing. We have to be, by the way, honest about all this. While the U.S. has given more military aid to Ukraine, yes, but the total aid package, Europe has outpaced us. It's not just the U.S. doing this. But you can't have our president telling another country that the aid I gave you, I want it 5 times back. Yeah. It makes no sense. It's like I'm going to invade Greenland and Panama, and I want all the rare earth minerals from Ukraine. I don't know where to. There's just so many things being thrown against the wall to see if it sticks. My problem with all this is Congress is being run over at the same time. So some of these things have to have some kind of shelf life, but it's ridiculous. I don't know what else to say.
When you look back at how the former commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, handled this, and now you have the hindsight of that, because we're talking a lot about Trump, but anytime a current president steps in, he inherits part of the decision-making by the former president. What is a fair appraisal in your mind of the way Biden responded from the start of the invasion until he left office a little more than a month ago?
Well, I appreciate the amount of money that was given, but military aid and humanitarian aid. I thought that the Biden administration slow rolled the aid package to Ukraine. I thought it should have been much faster with the M1 tank, much faster with the F-16s, much faster with lifting the restrictions that the weapons we were giving them could go into Russia. And even now it's still limited. So I thought, yeah, you helped them, but it could have done a lot more. I mean, look, from my standpoint, we're killing Russians for cheap money. There are no U.S. soldiers involved in this. Those are Ukrainians flying planes and driving tanks and digging ditches. So for me, it's cheap to kill that many Russians through Ukraine. But I thought the Biden administration today could have done a lot more, a lot faster.
This is Colonel David Hunt. 29 years of brilliant military work for our country in so many key areas. What can you tell us, sir, about your sources, about the status of the war right now?
Yeah, I got a couple of still good ones there. Ukraine has done a remarkable job in defending. What we have to start, though, with is that 20% of Ukraine has been taken about by Russia. And my fear is the Ukrainians are doing a great job defending. They've made millions of drones and are going to make millions more. They've changed the nature of warfare from the use of drones, something we need to catch up on. But the problem is that sounds like we're rushing to get this peace deal. And my concern is they're going to draw a line where they stop now, which gives Russia 20% of Ukraine. It's a bad mistake. So the Ukrainians are doing a lot better. But the total, I mean, you've got to understand, we have to understand that the Ukrainians have lost probably 700,000 soldiers, and the Russians have probably lost about 900,000. And that's horrific. That's over a million soldiers in Europe that have died. And we're not counting since the war has been in 2014. I think we're counting in the last 3 years. That's staggering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's hard to fathom, that number.
Yeah.
Let me get to a couple other issues here. U.S. aid, it appears after a court ruling that everyone has been laid off. You served our country across the globe on the military side, but you're very familiar with USA aid. And I understand that there's going to be some level of incompetence, some level of money that should not have been spent. But I've heard from a lot and read these stories from a lot of military individuals, present and past, who've said, this is such a multifaceted battle we face when we go across the globe. And USA can help us when we're not there. What do you want to say about the role of USAID? And if this holds up and if they're all laid off, what this might mean going forward?
Let me start off with the big lie that get everybody excited. We were spending $50 million on condoms to Gaza, giving them to Hamas. Everyone was in an uproar, chat. I mean, oh my God, we're giving condoms to terrorists.
Yes.
It was a lie. It wasn't. It was to Gaza, Mozambique, not to Gaza in Israel.
Certainly not to Hamas.
Thank you. My experience with, I've worked with USAID on four different times. That the advantage to them is incalculable. By the way, almost 40% of their workforce are accountants. You don't like what they're doing, that's one thing. But you can't talk about fraud with USAID. And there's so many lies about this. They're a valuable tool in the United States projecting power and influence, period. They're a very valuable tool. It is, and whoever said before, multifaceted, absolutely. And the special forces, we're with them all the time. And, oh, by the way, it's not a very good kept secret. We do, we use them a lot to throw spies in the middle of a USAID operation. And it's been done for years. But they are, they are very competent. You don't like some of the things, at least be honest, that things, stories like $50 million to condoms in Gaza is a lie. There was money spent in Mozambique, Gaza and Mozambique. So I'm totally against cutting up USAID. And I'm hearing he's going to try to cut up FEMA. These are things that have helped people for my lifetime, and these are stupid decisions, and it's taking away from our efforts, period.
This is Colonel David Hunt, Chad Hartman with you on CCO. About 3-4 minutes more, and we'll let the Colonel go. We have a new Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. We talked about him the last time we chatted about his nomination. He was confirmed. And he's made a number of decisions, including working with the president. We have a new Joint Chiefs of Staff. What is your read on who was fired and who replaced him?
Okay. This is all like procedure. There's people want to talk about the general officers, the Joint Chiefs, and the senior officer, which was Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, are not political. That's crap. That's wrong. It's not true. You want to be a general officer in the United States military, you are a politician. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is an advisor to the president of the United States. So Trump had hired some big names like McMaster's, like Milley,
yeah,
and others.
First term.
Trump thinks that they turned against him. So now the people he's hiring at the big level are, number one, have to be loyal to him. What they did is pull a guy out of retirement, a three-star general, make him a four-star general, and make him the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And it's a slap in the face. The other part that he did, he fired all of the senior legal officers, JAGs, mm-hmm. general officer, yep, JAGs, and all the services. He didn't take the position away, but he's going to replace them with, again, people with loyalty. He's felt hurt, and he lied to, and people weren't nice to him or whatever. And so this is the way he's taking it out.
Guy qualified, Colonel?
Pardon me?
Is this guy, Dan Kane, is he qualified?
He's as qualified, but Chad, he's as qualified as any of our generals. Brown, we had a lot of qualifications. Milley was very qualified. So this guy has been a three-star, about to be a four-star. He's okay. He's all right. It's just, the point is, if the president wants this guy to advise him versus anybody else, there were a lot of qualified people. DEI played a part in this as well, but most of this has to do with the previous generals and the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisors, from Trump's standpoint, were not loyal to him. People who are in this administration at high levels now are all loyalists. That's, I think, what this is about.
You are tremendous. Thanks again for coming on, and most importantly, thanks for your service. And enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Anytime. Thanks, Chad.
Colonel David Hunt, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. This is a tremendous bumper music theme today, Dave. Go,
thank you.
Go ahead and remind the folks why, after, I feel like you've been in a slump for a couple months, why you finally kind of got a bleeder to the opposite field today.
That's completely untrue. I've been killing it. hitting about 400 since I think since late November.
Spring training? Or,
in honor of Tina Smith's post on X towards Elon Musk using that terrible D word, not once but twice, we are playing music brought to us by famous Rick, Ricky, Richies, and Richards.
Your Landis Construction Time Check is time for me to stop talk. It's time to get 10% off installation projects through the end of February. That sounds like a great deal. Coming up next hour, overrated, underrated, properly rated with Susie Jones.